Yes, Mr. Burke does a fine job in those bouquets. What would it, just briefly, would the, what would they be? Two matrons of honor?
Well, the maid of honor had on a pink net over pink striped satin, and the bridesmaid had on a embroidered blue organza, and they both had little bishop's caps of the matching shades.
Mm-hmm. So that's a very cute hat you have on.
Thank you.
You should take that over to Tom Brennan someday. Tell me, I heard the Mr. Goldwyn on the Jack Benny program on Sunday. Was that really he?
Oh, of course I was Mr. Goldwyn.
Well, tell me, is there any news of both from movie land that might interest people, any of the fashions or something, special news?
Well, I think that fashions and pictures and fashions on everyone for this fall and the summer are going to be much more flattering. I think there's a great trend towards feminine things. Even in tailored things, there's always a strike of something flattering and feminine.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, as we all know, skirts are getting longer, and laces and frills are coming back.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's very interesting, and thank you very much. That was a very fine description, wasn't it? Right now, we'll have a few words from our own Jack McElroy.
If you seek business or social success, remember that mouth acids are constantly at work trying to spoil your appearance. These acids are present in everyone's mouth, and many leading dentists explain that they're a major cause of tooth decay. Now, you can't combat mouth acids with top efficiency by using a toothpaste that simply cleans teeth and sweetens breath. Any toothpaste will do those jobs. But one toothpaste that does more is Philips Milk of Magnesia toothpaste. Yes, Philips toothpaste also does the vital job of combating mouth acids on contact, and thus helps guard against decay of your teeth. And it does this because it's made from one of the most effective neutralizers of mouth acids ever discovered. An acid neutralizer whose remarkable efficiency is recognized by dentists everywhere. In addition, Philips toothpaste brightens your teeth beautifully, and its cool, minty flavor wakes up your mouth, leaves your breath cleaner, fresher, sweeter. So for everything that any toothpaste can give you, plus the protective advantage that Philips provides against mouth acids, get Philips Milk of Magnesia toothpaste. Today, ask for P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, Philips toothpaste.
Thank you very much, Jack. Today, celebrating with us anniversaries in the golden years of married life, we're very pleased to have three people, Mr. and Mrs. Leroy Hall of Los Angeles, California, a 51st wedding anniversary, Mr. and Mrs. Van Dysling of Huntington Park, a 53rd wedding anniversary, Mr. and Mrs. Frank H. Brown of Los Angeles, our most honored couple today, a 56th wedding anniversary. Congratulations to all of you. Where are you, Mr. and Mrs. Brown? Mr. and Mrs. Brown? Right here. Oh, there you are. So congratulations on this wonderful day. I'm going to have some questions from you in just a few moments, so you think up some answers for me, if you will, before I tell you the questions. But right now, being our most honored couple today, we have for you two gifts in gold, two very beautiful, very thin, 17-jewel Gruen Precision watches, a product of the Gruen Watch Company. Congratulations. Come back and see us on your next anniversary, but I'll have those questions at the moment. If you folks here today at Bride and Groom notice a particular array of feminine charm that exceeds that of the usual, it's only because of a man named Bob Hope in a motion picture called My Favorite Brunette. In connection with the picture which he just completed at Paramount, which I understand is a wow, Bob Hope was a very smart man, got together with the editors of papers and all, and he had a contest in 14 American cities to pick out the favorite brunette of that city. Now, we have him with us here, and I must say that somebody had awfully good taste and a very sharp eye for beauty when he picked these girls out. I'd like you to meet him, and then I have a question for each of them. Will you introduce yourself, give me your name and your city?
Betty Heiser from Washington, D.C.
Mm-hmm, very lovely. And you?
Virginia Craner, Birmingham, Alabama.
Yes, a little southern gal. And you?
Mary Ellen Fields, Houston, Texas.
Yes, another little southern gal. And you?
Anne Capiti of New York.
And you?
Rosetta Mollis from New York.
Mm-hmm.
John Davis, Detroit, Michigan.
Mm-hmm. No, don't push it away.
Jean Devon, Chicago, Illinois.
Very, very tasty.
Yvonne Llewellyn, Salt Lake City.
Mm-hmm.
Nancy Norton, Cleveland.
And you?
Ollie Lake, Toronto.
Mm-hmm. Well, now, there are 11 of them. There are three of them, and I'll tell you why I divided them. Here are 11 girls who could undoubtedly have any man that they wanted. I mean, there's almost any. I'm asked for already girls, and it wouldn't do me any good anyway, but I'd like to ask you, if you will, because I'm just interested in finding out what characteristics you would like to have in your favorite man, the man you're going to marry. What's the most desirable?
Oh, someone that's real cheerful when he gets up in the morning.
Well, she can dream. And you?
He's got to be beautiful with lots of money.
Wait a minute. Does he really have to be beautiful?
Oh, but definitely.
Oh, fine. Well, she can dream, yes.
Nice personality. Very handsome.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you, young lady?
Oh, I don't want too much. I just want a sincere, true man.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hope you get one, yes.
Tall and dark and handsome.
Tall and dark. Tall, there I go. Dark, I'm still in.
Tall with a swell sense of humor.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and you?
Caveman who can cook.
There I go.
Tall, and he must like horses.
He likes horses. Oh. And you?
Tall and athletic.
Athletic.
Boy, let me out.
I don't know how either of us ever thought we were in. Yes.
I want a man that doesn't snore.
Well, I think very sincerely that you picked some very interesting characters. Now, there are three other young ladies here. Those 11 girls are unmarried. You, please.
Miss Loretta Summers, Seattle, Washington.
Yes.
Mrs. Elaine Petrillo from New York City.
And?
Mrs. Betty Mullen of Boston, Mass.
Now, you see, these three girls are all married, and they're still the favorite brunettes of their city, and you can see why. Do you girls think that the other girls were right in the characteristics they asked for?
Yes,
I mean, in other words, you thought the same thing before you were married.
Mm-hmm.
Now, just for fun, I want you three girls to describe your husbands. Well?
Well, I have a tall husband,
mm-hmm.
although he has...
Not much meat on him.
Too much.
Too much, oh.
Sort of paunchy-like,
paunchy,
yes.
Sir.
And a very high forehead, receding hair.
Yes,
yes. Getting thin.
You mean he's no longer dark. He's tall, yes. And?
Well, my husband is kind of on the small side and plump.
Mm-hmm. So he wasn't tall and dark. Yes, and... Young lady?
Well, my husband's sort of short and blonde. He's getting awfully lazy.
That's wonderful. Now, wait a minute. Some of the characteristics these girls mentioned, did any of you marry a very wealthy man?
No.
No?
No.
And what was the thing she wanted? A man who was wealthy and what? Beautiful? Anybody marry a beautiful man?
No.
Uh-huh. Anybody snore?
Mine does,
yes.
Oh, yeah.
No? Yes, I see. Definitely they do. What were some of the other characteristics you wanted? Did any of your husbands love horses?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
No.
No.
Chances are 2-1 against you. And just one more question, if you don't mind. Are any of your husbands cheerful when they wake up in the morning?
Definitely not.
No, I never.
Well, there you have experience from your favorite brunette. That was wonderful, girls. I so enjoyed having you here. It's a treat to look at you, if nothing else, even... Edward, congratulations to you. Oh, you look good. I don't know who's the most nervous, but you're on the wrong side, Edward. We have for our bride and groom many lovely gifts, and I'm going to start out, first of all, by presenting you the traditional gift of sterling silver from Gorham, of course. It's 1831, America's leading silversmith each day presents our bride and groom their choice of 5 patterns. Lyric, Chantilly, English Gadroon, Buttercup, and Greenbrier, and of course they change. Complete service for 4. To all of our brides, we present a new product of our sponsors, Phillips Skin Cream and Phillips Cleansing Cream, to help you keep that youthful radiance, that beauty that you have today that's so precious. For your honeymoon, Edward, you undoubtedly know how to operate a camera. Here's the finest, the Argo Flex camera with a reflex action, a year's supply of Anken film. For your home, this is something you'll love. It's a Eureka home cleaning system, 4 separate units, a tank-type cleaner, an upright cleaner, a waxer, and about 10 other gadgets that you can use around the house. Yes, Jim?
Here's something Eureka has got with their home cleaning system. Be small for the groom. It's a lipstick remover.
Which you could use about now. And then these lovely albums. This is from Bernard of Hollywood in Palm Springs, the famous photographer of the stars, with formal portraits and candid shots of you two on this happiest of all days. And to make it completely memorable, a talking picture from Capitol Records of Hollywood, a record album of every word said. And boy, can you get even with him for pulling you out of that swing now. From the radio division of the Bendix Aviation Corporation, a smartly streamlined plastic radio so you can hear bride and groom. A makeup kit just like the stars use from Max Factor, the makeup kit with their fine products. And something that you'll learn to use and to love as a groom saver, a gift certificate for the new 1947 Easy Spin Dryer Washing Machine. Edward, this you'll learn a lot about. You'll acquire an intimate knowledge of it. This Easy Spin Dryer is really a dandy. You can do a full week's washing in less than an hour because while you're doing about 9 pounds in one compartment, you can be drying it in the other. Now, it's very simple to operate. Believe me, Edward, you'll have no trouble with it at all. What?
Me?
He thinks he's not going to. Oh, well. Now, a few words about your honeymoon, because it's really a dandy. Waiting outside here is a Tanner Motor Livery limousine to drive you to Lockheed Air Terminal. where you meet the famous stunt flyer, movie flyer, and charter pilot Paul Mance, with Western Airlines flies our honeymoon couples. He'll be waiting in one of his honeymoon special planes to take you away. Well, you're going on a very special desert honeymoon. On the picturesque California desert in the shadow of snow-capped Mount Gorgonio, you will find your honeymoon destination, the beautiful and hospitable Highland Springs Guest Ranch. It's a spot to delight the hearts of any honeymooners. There you can ride over mountain and desert trails, swim in the heated pool, and enjoy moonlight barbecue dinners and moonlight and moonlight. And you'll have a special honeymoon cottage just for you two, one that's when the food's out of this world, in case you get hungry by that time, get your appetite back. There's something very special that's been arranged for your stay. During your Saturday, they hold the annual Desert Circus Parade at nearby Palm Springs, and your host, Stan Rosine, is going to take you there for a very gala round of activities. He has costumes of the Civil War period for you, and you'll wear them in a ride down in the parade in Highland Springs horse-drawn Surrey. And after the parade, you'll be honored at luncheon at the fabulous Palm Springs Tennis Club, and then after 10, the rodeo at the Field Club. And to top it off, you'll attend the circus costume ball, the climax of the desert social season. So I think it's really going to be a memorable honeymoon, and I think you're two very sweet and very wonderful youngsters. I know you're going to be very happy.
I'm sure I will.
Mm-hmm. Tell me, does Ed look anything like the man you thought you'd marry when you were a little girl?
Oh, yeah.
Well, you were only a little girl when you met him. Maybe that makes a difference. Will you single girls, you 11, and anybody else who cares to just stand up here? We'll toss the bride's bouquet. Let's see who's going to get the man of his choice. He's 11 lovely brunettes. Here we go. Now, when I count three, I want you to toss. Here we go. One, two, three. Oh. Oh, here. You are?
Margie Brandstetter.
From where?
Wayne, Nebraska.
And how old are you?
I am 24.
You're blonde, and you?
Jean Devon from Chicago,
right.
Illinois.
Either of you girls got men on fire?
No.
No, have you?
Yes.
Yeah, well, good. We have for each of you girls some very lovely Hollywood nylon stockings to step over here. But right now it's time for us to wish our bride and groom well, success, and we'll see the rest of you on Monday. The rest of you tomorrow, I guess.
Most of us eat too much, smoke too much, or overindulge sometime or another. When you do go overboard, remember that Phillips Milk of Magnesia quickly and dependably relieves the discomforts of acid indigestion which accompany overindulgence. As an acid stomach alkalizer, Phillips is rated among the fastest, most effective known. When taken at bedtime, it works two ways to banish the distress of overindulgence. It relieves heartburn, headachy, upset feeling almost at once. You sleep soundly. What's more, 2 to 4 tablespoonfuls of Phillips, taken in water when necessary before retiring, helps you start the day sparkling, refreshed, without that logy feeling. Ask for genuine Phillips Milk of Magnesia by its full name. That's P-H-I-L-L-I-P-S, Phillips. Caution, use only as directed. For economy, buy the big 50-cent size. It contains 3 times as much as the 25-cent size, sold at all drugstores. Jack McElroy speaking. Bride and groom with John Nelson comes to you every day, Monday through Friday, at this same time from Hollywood.
You often tired and pale? Your doctor may find you have a borderline anemia resulting from a ferronutritional blood deficiency. Get the energy you should have. Regain the color that goes with rich red blood cells with the help of ironized yeast tablets. Ironized yeast tablets. This is ABC, the American Broadcasting Company.